There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates, plus auto show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the green parking garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Rantazzo. Wolves home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3. Scouting Combine begins later this week. The workouts start Friday in Indianapolis. Bears have their brass on hand, head coach John Fox and GM Ryan Pace, while Fox discusses how Shea McClellan might fit into the Bears' defense.
You know, that's something we've talked about, but I almost can't even, you know, say right now if he's going to be an inside back or an outside back, you know, until we get on the grass and watch him.
And for Pace, big decisions loom with regard to Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs.
We've talked to those guys, great Chicago Bears, and again, we're still going through that, just like all the other guys. But we've talked to them, and again, it's a slow process, but we recognize great Chicago Bears, and that's going to be a big decision for us.
Both longtime Bears are free agents. Other NFL news, Vikings GM Rick Spielman stated he expects star running back Adrian Peterson to remain with the team in 2015. Cardinals wideout Larry Fitzgerald to sign a multi-year deal to stay in Arizona. NBA first practice for the Bulls today before their post-All-Star break schedule starts Friday in Detroit. Carmelo Anthony is being shut down for the rest of the season by the Knicks. College hoops on the score tonight, DePaul and Providence. It starts at 7:45. Northwestern's at Minnesota tonight. Loyola hosting 11th-ranked Northern Iowa. Blackhawks skate against the Red Wings tonight, looking for their third straight win. Corey Crawford expected in net as the Hawks' eight-game homestand continues. Cubs pitchers and catchers hit spring training tomorrow in Mesa, while the Cubs have hired Kevin Youkilis to be a special assistant to the organization. White Sox pitchers and catchers begin their work in Glendale on Friday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Join Team 670 at the 15th Annual Chicago Polar Plunge on Sunday, March 1st at North Beach. Go knee high or take the full plunge and support the athletes of Special Olympics. For more information and to donate to Team 670, visit 670thescore.com/events. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein.
Burns and Bornstein.
Who the hell are they?
15 years on the Score.
Cutler is an established coach killer.
Yep, he's a coach killer.
Because of everything you think he's going to be, always mesmerized by the possibility, and everybody gets mesmerized and then they're fired.
No one knows exactly what we're doing out there, so I know you guys think that you do know, but you don't.
Look at the bodies he's got stacked up.
The list is there.
You notice this list? I'm always making lists.
Your Jay Cutler death list here. These are just Bears. I've got 9 coaches invested in Cutler who've been fired.
9 times. Did I catch a niner in there?
Trestman.
You know, we look around the room and we ask ourselves who's not smart.
Cromer.
We expect execution.
Tice. Martz.
I was kind of giddy, to be honest with you.
Turner.
You're fired!
Day.
Here you go.
Hamilton.
See ya!
Bates.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Kavanaugh.
Not gonna work here anymore anyway.
9 names. But look at that. I mean, how can you argue that?
9 times.
Boers and Bernstein.
Christmas attacks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
That's brilliant. 405 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein. Yeah, we stacked up the coaches. Jay Cutler's got fired yesterday.
You want to add Lovie Smith to that? You can. We were sort of more looking at just the offensive side.
Yeah, the offensive specialist, quote unquote. The man who could make your offense something. He's close contact with all those guys and every one of them. Some of them are risen. You know, they're still okay, but he's no.
I mean, you could also add Angelo and Emery.
Some did.
You could. Yeah, that'd be great.
That was just the offensive
list,
coaching
that's awesome.
Guys. All
that's just impressive. I'd keep him for as long as possible.
There's some facts here, Terry, that the ghost of Dave Gervecki's arm wants us to know. He says, first of all, John Denver was horrible to his wife and friends. In a drunken, coke-fueled fit of rage, he chainsawed his marital bed in his efforts to force her into a divorce.
Yes.
Also engaged in domestic violence as well.
Okay. Yep.
Was she in the bed?
Well, it'd be like a magic trick if she were. Oh, look, we got the fake legs. It says, number two.
Christmas attacks.
He says, regarding your racing, says, in IndyCar, the tradition older drivers teach new drivers is to bring a suit every race weekend. The reason is to teach young drivers to respect the danger of the game. In the old days of IndyCar and Formula One, the sport was riddled with death. Race on Sunday, attend a funeral on Tuesday, it's life and racing. Dale Earnhardt did something stupid on that last lap of the 2001 Daytona, and his brainstem separated from his brain. His accident happened at the stupidest place on that track to get squirrely, the fastest point of the oval. He's dead. It happens in racing. His fans have no idea who A.J. Foyt, Al Unser Sr., and Mario Andretti are, but all of them had more smarts and skills in their thumbs when it came to racing than that dope. You know how I know? They're all alive. They all also drove more dangerous cars at higher speeds than Earnhardt ever did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true, isn't it?
Yeah, those open wheels, they're just not safe. That crap was just not safe.
Now, look who's here. I don't know to what we owe this, but this is Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Wow.
Hi, guys. I wanted to say something on two things. John Travolta's plane and Cutler's future. Travolta's plane, at least one of them, is a 707 that used to fly Qantas that he restored to its original 60s livery. And there's this famous story, at least in aeronautics realms, about how the guy flew the plane with a dark cockpit. That means no instruments. He had control of the flaps and the throttle, but no feedback except his seat of the pants, and landed it at one of the New York airports. And that's something that will challenge the colon of pilots with thousands and thousands of hours of time. So this guy is quite a pilot. Mm-hmm. And as far as Cutler's future, this is kind of a seminal moment, more than just how we feel about Cutler, but it's sort of a litmus test about what ownership is expecting of this management group and this coaching staff. Because I was thinking, from what I had seen, that they weren't going to get a mulligan for 2015. They fired the last coach after 2 years. They fired the GM after 3 years. And the previous coach got fired after a 10-win season. And a lot of experienced media thought he would have been fired even if he had made the playoffs and lost. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to let Cutler go, knowing what the situation is with quarterbacks. I mean, all the available free agents are at least one step down from him. And, you know, if you look at what's happened with drafting of rookie quarterbacks, only like 12 of the quarterbacks drafted since 2004 have gotten their teams even one playoff win. Yes. And like nine of those 12 were guys drafted in the first round. So the other three guys were from all of the later rounds. So it's really like a low percentage thing, thinking you're going to get a guy who's going to come in as a young quarterback and you're going to have playoff win after playoff win. Generally, it's not going to happen. So if they do not bring Cutler back, you're probably talking about a timeline where they're not expecting playoffs even 2016, unless they do stuff absolutely miraculous in the draft and free agency.
Hey, Frank, have you started, since it's Wednesday, have you started to have any hub withdrawal yet? Are you okay?
He must be. He's calling us.
You went on there like you were talking to Hub, because you know we don't know anything. So
Well, that's pretty solid information, Frank. And actually, when you really think about the guys you're talking about, that is that awful run of the guys you were mentioning, of Gabbert and Ponder and these failed experiments.
Jake Locker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys you're talking about. And then you get Russell Wilson, and look what happens.
Yep. So, Frank, I hope everything's well. I hope, you know, I know that I hope you call every Wednesday. Act like Hub's here.
There's a thought from increasingly homicidal homosexual who says, so we heard from the Bears head coach and GM, and the callers all sound like they've recently been hit in the head. It's officially Bears Monday, and it turns out I wasn't ready. I need sports, and soon. I never thought I'd say this without joking, but please start and then stop talking hockey. Well, he's certainly got that covered. Yeah, we've taken some odd calls.
Yeah, today. It was good to hear from Frank, though. I felt like Hub for a second there. I felt Hub's power, football power, as he was going over those numbers. Boy, those really suck.
See, they didn't let on. I think the Bears have a plan. I think there's clearly something that they want to do that they're going to do, and they may deviate from it if somebody becomes available who they didn't otherwise know, but it could be that Cutler's just the devil, you know, mm-hmm. and that they'll bring in McCown as the backup in an effort to make Jay happy. And it's still trying to make Jay happy, because we know they adore each other, right?
Oh, I know. I know they do. Buds forever. BFF. That's what they are. I find that very hard to be with Cutler in particular, but they are. They are. As bad as he is, and he's bad, I'd be okay with me if McCown started and Kettler was gone. I like that angle better than him being
his
backup.
But now people are going to think you think that McCown's better than Kettler.
No, I don't.
Right.
Oh, God, no.
It's just that losing isn't so terrible next year.
Nope. Not to me, it isn't.
It's not necessarily tanking for the sake of tanking. It's just getting started on your rebuild.
Yeah, your own vision of what this team should be, and your own vision doesn't include that quarterback. So, I mean, I you know, if you wanted to play, let him play. But I know your vision isn't Josh McCown either, but there's a lot of things maybe you can help next year. Maybe you can get done more in the first year than you think you can. I just think everything's on the table, and I don't care if they win. I'm not expecting any, you know, if they win five games, it'd probably be a miracle. Well, maybe not.
I want to let everybody know that this is your last chance to get signed up for the 2015 Charity Poker Championship. In the last 48 hours, we have had 20 people sign up. And I've warned you about this because it's been ongoing today. I haven't been getting updates from the office hour by hour as these have been coming in. But this looks like it's going to fill up. And this is your last chance. If you have been putting it off, if you've been thinking, oh, maybe there will be a spot, there's no guarantees now. So this is it. This is your last chance to come tomorrow to Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior and try to win this thing. It's a play-in for the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. The grand prize, that $10,000 seat at the WSOP. The 2015 Charity Poker Championship is presented by Robert W. Baird and sponsored in part by Coyote Logistics, Milwaukee Brewing Company, and Townstone Financial. And what we do is we raise money for kids with cancer, and we try to make them as happy as possible. It's just that simple. We like to send them to summer camp that we run on Lake Geneva at Conference Point. We send them to winter camp. We have all kinds of other activities. We have a local day camp in the city. We've got a camp for the siblings. We have a special brain tumor family camp that is geared with special doctors and all kinds of seminars and help for kids that have brain cancer. And we just want to make sure they're as happy as possible. We don't want to turn anybody away. And this poker event is a big part of what we do to make sure that we can have the highest quality of everything for kids who deserve it. And as we have an increasingly large pool of kids with cure rates going up, it's a good thing. We got kids who have been with us for many, many years and hope will be for a long, long time. That everything is, as you know, where that healthcare costs are certainly not going down. And that's why we do this. We get together, we have fun, we drink, we eat, we kibitz. And Terry's going to be there. Maddie's going to be there. We've got celebrity bounties who are going to be there. It's $275 if you want to play. That includes all you can eat, all you can drink. If you just want to hang out and watch, $75. And a night in Chicago at a place like Montgomery Club to get out of there for that number is really darn good. There is valet parking. There are also public lots available. So we're looking forward to it.
Yep.
Last chance, onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org, or go to boresandbernstein.com. Lawrence Holmes, he's going to be there. He's going to be one of our bounties. You knock him out and you get a little something, something. And I should also say that Ethan Shaw signed up. I saw that. He let me know that this morning. I didn't even know he played. I had no idea that Ethan was a poker player, but Terry's favorite guy. I'm not sure what position he plays for Terry's team right now.
He is my slot receiver.
Oh, wow. Boy, that's from tackle. That's quite an athletic
move. But I'm not much of a coach.
But if you're going to be joining us, do it right now. Stop what you're doing and get registered as either a player or a spectator at onestepcamp.org. We are Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Get the latest on the 2015 NFL Combine from the Score. Listen for live reports from our Bears experts, Hub Arkish, Patrick Menelly, Zach Zateman, and Dan Durkin. All reporting live from the Combine with the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears' top picks in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Dez Bryant knows the Cowboys are on the verge of hitting him with a franchise tag, and he is none too happy about that. Meanwhile, Jerry Jones' kid, Steven, has no idea why Dez is bent. Quote, "He's not feeling the right vibes then. I can say this, we sure think the world of Dez." End quote. Sure you do, Steve. Just not enough to commit to him the way Detroit did Megatron. If the Jones boys want to work the system and tag Dez, that's their right. If they don't trust him with a big contract, that's their prerogative. But if they're going to say that they're sending all the right vibes and Dez is their guy, that's a big crock. The problem is, they don't trust him to stay in his shoes with a big guaranteed deal. And I'm here to say, I wouldn't trust him to stay down without it. Good luck, Jarrah. You're going to need it. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO.
And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
And in the this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And while you've heard a lot of The Score from the auto show this week, you will hear us at the auto show the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, Boers and Bernstein, out and about with our people at the auto show.
Auto show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am a fully reformed man, and I believe very, very much in the auto show. Thank you.
I know you do. You believe in all of it.
I do.
I have here in my hand a transcript of the West Side Mike call.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I caught three words.
Here it is. This was his recent call. It was a longer one.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Hey, man, can I say something? Can I save John Fox from having another heart attack if he had a heart attack? He's gone down there to visit James Brown. I'm telling you, do not give that quarterback a chance. You see what he did in Tampa Bay. He even broke his freaking arm. Do not give Cutler another chance. Please don't go get that hot garbage Winston, and don't get that cracker duck from Oregon. Throw those people in garbage. Go find you another quarterback somewhere on the street or anywhere. Please don't let them quarterbacks start. Because if you do, you're going to have a heart attack, and you will visit James Brown. And one more thing, P.S. You all need to investigate that gold-digging woman that did the baseball player wrong. I ain't going to say his name. The woman is a hot garbage, and I don't trust no women that got a purse looking like a lunch bag. Check her out quickly.
There's wisdom in there.
There is always.
There's great West Side Mike wisdom contained right there. Wisdom. Guess for those of you who missed the call, or like me, didn't catch much of it.
Ken Berger of CBSSports.com announces via Twitter the Dallas Mavericks have announced the signing of free agent Amari Stoudemire. Mm-hmm. That is all official.
Along, yep.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
There's not much out there that interests you this as we approach the trade deadline.
No, as guys become available, I think the Bulls will be interested. Now, I saw is Larry Sanders going to be bought out, because before he got weird, I loved his game. But then he flaked out completely, and I don't think anybody trusts him.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I looked at the list this morning, and I was like, okay, good player. But this, my guy Lopez is available. I like him, but you can't really, that's a lot of money. You can't really just do that. You can't just say, I'm going to take him. I don't mean for the Bulls. I mean for somebody else.
Right.
I mean, I think that would be a pretty good addition to a lot of teams. What does he make? Do you have any idea what Brook Lopez makes? Do you have any idea what?
No, are his feet okay?
Yeah, that I don't know. That I can't tell you.
You start talking about big guys and
I know
foot problems.
Yeah, but he is a solid big man. If his feet are right, again, you're right. It's always something, but he's a solid dude.
So he makes $17 million.
Ooh,
yeah, just under $17 million. That's
boy, that's a lot. No wonder.
That would be your answer, I think. You got there, counselor.
Yeah, and that guy already wants to sell the Nets. No wonder. Dude, the bottom. What's that guy's name? He already wants to sell.
Mikhail
he wants to get rid of him.
Prokhorov.
Yeah, he wants to get rid of him. Now I see why.
Well, what he did, the whole thing didn't work.
Well, of course not. And nobody thought it was going to work except him.
Not a single person involved thought he was going about it the right way.
No. And now he wants to sell.
And he was told that, and it didn't go the right way, and everything was bad.
And now he's a baby, and he wants to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
That's right. Okay, that's right. Idiot.
Well, he's a rich idiot, so
yeah,
it didn't
matter.
Yeah,
he's a rich idiot, but if he's a rich idiot, hang in there then.
I don't think he wants to. I think he's learned his lesson. I think he's had enough. I understand.
That's enough, just a couple rotten seasons and going nowhere fast and headed right for that NBA dumpster. That's enough?
That's what it looks like to me. Is that what it looks like to you?
Oh, yeah. He's done. That's never going to happen. He bought all that, and he bought a bunch. He bought, you know what he bought? Hot garbage. Hot garbage is what he bought.
312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR, The Score. We had a lot of people with some Bears thoughts about hearing what was said today, and I'm noticing all the columns seem the same. Everybody seems to try to be divining what's happening here, and I think the consensus that seems to be reached, and this is just sort of triangulating everybody. I'm looking at a Tribune, Sun-Times, Hub Arkish, his people, all of our usual football people, even other, you know, our Zach Zaidman, everybody else. It looks like Cutler is, and from this, it looks like Marshall's a goner. But I don't know. I know that, as we've reported many times with a lot of detail, that the layers above Ryan Pace would be very, very pleased to see Brandon Marshall gone, that they're tired of it. They thought it was an embarrassment, but they will not step on anybody's toes, and they won't say you have to get rid of him if you want to keep him.
No roster decisions will be made by them. They don't want to. But see, I think Cutler has some value to somebody, even at that number. That's what I think. And I don't know why. I mean, unless everybody just kind of is of the same mind on the guy. But I think there's some teams there that could use an upgraded quarterback, and he clearly is an upgraded quarterback for a lot of teams that historically now, for a while, have just sucked.
Dr. Dave in Florida, you're on The Score. Hi, Dave.
Dan and Terry, always a pleasure to talk to you. And I've called you over the years and always tried to give very reasoned, intelligent arguments with sports. But when it comes to this, I don't want Jay Cutler as a quarterback anymore. I want Josh McCown. I don't want to watch Cutler quarterback. I don't want to listen to his idiot wife about anti-vaxxers. I don't want to feed the jerk faith. And I don't care if Josh McCown's bad. I don't care if he sucks. I just don't want Cutler quarterback anymore.
Yeah, I got it too. I got Cutler fatigue too, Dave. I don't want any part of it. And I know next season means nothing, but I've got a bad case of it. I've got a bad case of it. Please, for the love of God, for all this good, step up, somebody.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3. Scouting combine for the Bears and the rest of the NFL this week in Indianapolis. Workouts begin Friday, while John Fox and the Bears brass meeting with the media today, and Fox still trying to get to know Jay Cutler.
I think just getting to know him. I think everybody's got perceptions, but I think getting to know the guy, this is a relationship business, and that takes time. I don't want to stand up here and give you a final evaluation when I'm maybe a fourth through the test.
Bears also met with Josh McCown today. The Jets did too. As many as 8 teams interested in McCown. Some other NFL news: Packers playoff goat Brandon Bostic, not a free agent for very long after being cut by the Packers yesterday. He's signing with the Vikings. NBA news: Bulls practicing today for the first time since the All-Star break. They take on the Pistons in Detroit on Friday. College hoops: DePaul and Providence on The Score tonight. You can listen starting at 7:45. Northwestern's at Minnesota this evening, and Loyola hosting number 11 Northern Iowa. Blackhawks and Red Wings renew their rivalry tonight at United Center. Hawks trying to win their third straight, game 5 of an 8-game homestand. Corey Crawford expected in net for the Blackhawks. Cubs pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Mesa tomorrow. White Sox will do the same on Friday. Place your bet at the 2015 Charity Poker Championship, which benefits Children's Oncology Services, Inc. on February 19th at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. For more information, go to onestepcamp.org. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score brought to you by Panera Bread. Eat adventurously at Panera Bread with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor the soy miso broth in a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by Panera today to explore more.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. And a lot of people pointing out via text that Mikhail Prokhorov, because of the sale of the Clippers, is going to make a killing when he sells the Nets. That having won or having lost, he's a very, very, very wealthy man who's going to be a whole hell of a lot wealthier. No, that's probably true, but he decided he was going to take a shot at it.
That's not why he's selling,
though. Well, it could be.
I don't think so.
Why?
Not what I've read, not what I've seen, no.
Trash Can Man, you're on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Could Pace's and Fox's comments, or lack thereof, concerning Cutler be more a message to Cutler than the rest of the league that we're done with your crap?
A message to the rest of the league?
Well, they didn't make a comment one way or the other. You know, they didn't comment. They didn't.
Yeah, I think the league knows he's available.
The league
knows Trash Can Man. They know. Yeah, if you want to talk to them, boy, they'd like to talk to you. Yeah, it's just that it's a lot of money, and I think people question what exactly you get, even bad teams. But if I'm a bad team, that I don't think I would be that bad, even with him quarterbacking rather than some of these other dopes that are out there. Maybe that team exists. Look, it's football. Maybe that team exists.
In Belvedere, here's Javon. He's on the score.
Fellas, what's good? Listen, I felt that they was dumb at getting rid of McCown, not because he was so special or whatever. He could have went 5-6, hell, and it would have been a lot cheaper. But I think they'd be just as dumb to bring him back. If they're going to decide to keep Cutler, then you need to get somebody in here that challenges his position. That's half the problem with Cutler to me, and I base this on the fact that his fundamentals are horrible. You are unprofessional when you don't have the fundamentals down. That's unprofessional to me.
He's 31. He plays the way he plays. The way he plays physically isn't going to change whether there's somebody behind him or you're challenging him or somebody not. It's just that you're not talking about a guy who's 25.
Well, that's not my point. My point is he has never been pushed to do anything other than
he's paid. He's 31. There's nobody around him in any way is going to be some kind of motivation to make him change the way he plays quarterback at all.
I don't want him to be motivated. I want him gone.
Well, that's not what you said.
I think we all do, at least most of us, because we understand what this is. And if he plays next year, it's fine. But I would sooner see. I don't care. I don't want him anymore. I'm just tired of the whole thing. And look, he's clearly available. It's just a lot of money. And I just think there's some dumb people in the NFL. They prove it every draft day. All kinds of times they prove it.
Be nice if some of those dumb people came knocking on the Bears' door. It's one thing if Lovie Smith wants to sign Josh McCown to a 2-year, $10 million contract after the Bears made him just sort of a cursory little offer. Right. It's not like they decided, oh, we're getting rid of this guy. They just knew they couldn't really match anything significant.
No.
But it would be nice if somebody actually said, hey, here's a couple of draft picks for Brandon Marshall.
Oh, sweet.
But that kind of thing would be cool.
Sweet.
Not happening.
How about the Titans stepping forward? Come on.
How about Seattle? How about a team that could use another receiver? There's a bunch of teams out
Cutler
there.
Is a Titan, why won't they step forward? They love the homecoming, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. No, they wouldn't?
Well, they haven't stepped forward.
No, they have not.
In New Lenox, this is Adam on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just had a kind of a hypothetical I wanted to ask your opinion about. You kind of brought it up a little bit ago about the state of quarterbacks in the NFL and how there really is no good young quarterbacks coming up. Say 5 years from now when all the big names are gone, like Manning, Brady, Rodgers is going to be up there at that point. Outside of Luck and Wilson, and maybe somebody does pop up through the college ranks along the way, in such a quarterback-driven league, do you think it's going to become like the NBA where you either have LeBron or you don't?
No, because it's a different sport. In the NBA, you only have five guys on the floor, 10 guys total, and that guy can always have the ball every time down the floor and can guard the other team's best guy if need be. You no matter what, even if I think you started off with an interesting point, but then you sort of hyperextended it because I think the initial thrust of what you're saying is, are we going to reevaluate the meaning of NFL quarterbacking quality, and will the position become more interchangeable as we're having trouble scouting it from all this spread bullcrap?
It is the good coffee to stop there, because I thought about the same thing, that your quarterbacks basically, if you think Rodgers is the best in the game and maybe Brady's the best of all time and all the other stuff you may think, that won't last forever 5 years from now. And there's not a lot. Luck will be your best quarterback. And after that, I mean, you look at some of the young guys that are going to get their chance to play. I don't know that they're ever going to be stars in the NFL. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, if you look at it, reassess the quarterback position and what it, yeah, I think it very well happen.
Northside and Ralph, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
Hello.
I was just going to say, you know, no matter what happens, and hopefully you're right, and there would be a team that could bite on Jay, get a couple picks, or even, you know, a sixth-round pick, or even with Brandon. But what I'm looking forward to next year is not seeing 3 to 5 busted coverages a game, seeing some people up and coming on the defense, things like that. And the only thing that bothers me is I know that it's going to probably be late November. I'm going to be tuning in, excited to listen to you guys, and I'm going to have endless callers freaking out about the last game. And that's exactly like you guys said. People are going to lose sight of the fact that it's a building process, and it's going to be madness. So good luck, and I look forward to listening to that.
Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, we look forward to doing it. I think there'll be some players. I think there'll be a few players. You'll say, hey, look, I would settle for you just being in the right place. Let's start there with this defense. With the very concepts of this defense, you're learning this new defense for some. Let's just start with actually knowing where you're supposed to be. Reading your keys the right way. Reading everything the right way. You're going to get a draft pick that's going to help you. I swear for God, I mean that. You're going to get a draft pick that's going to help you unless something weird happens.
I hope so. I hope so. You can. They can miss.
Oh, sure, anybody can miss, but I don't. I think you're going to get a player that, you know, the way draft goes, you never know exactly what's going to be there, but at 7... there's something there for you. It may not be that defensive player you want. Maybe they're gone. Maybe the ones you really want aren't there anymore. There's still something there for you.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. You have The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877, Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, yeah, yeah.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for 4 generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS. CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has 2 forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Well, let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
who needs to send out a handwritten note apologizing to the city of Chicago?
Jay Cutler, for his perpetual jerk face, his untimely turnovers, and his reckless assaults on herd immunity.
Not that anyone would understand the note, but grab a pen, Grobber.
Little League Baseball, for even-handedly applying its written rules to all teams, regardless of color. Racists.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Anyway.
146. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boards of Bernstein. We are talking to you at 312-644-6767, and we're talking, oddly enough, football.
And so starved are we for information, for indication from this tight-lipped group that's now running the Bears, that they stand up in front of us and say essentially nothing, and we're still trying to figure out what it all meant. And even though I was the same person giving the warning that this time of year, don't react one way or the other to what any team is saying, because it's all for various purposes to fit their business. And I think that's...
Well, we did learn they talked to the Magic quarterback.
I knew that they had talked to him. Mm-hmm. Reported that a couple days ago, that they had met with him and talked to him. But they aren't committing to him. It doesn't mean he's not going to be their starter.
Yeah, I just want somebody to make a bold step. And I think the Bears are waiting for somebody as well. I'll check, but I bet they are waiting for me to make that bold move.
There will be bold moves, but he was very clear about what he said. He said, we're not ignoring the fact that there's a timetable, because they know that when it comes to trading or cutting these guys by a certain date, there are hard dates to deal with as far as the league year. So I don't think they're ignoring that, but he's saying they still have time and they don't have to do anything quite yet, and he's right. Downtown David is on the score.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I was calling to make a comment about Brandon Marshall staying with the Bears for another season or two. I think it would be a bad idea for the Bears offense if they – got rid of him, because
that's not the point. The point isn't what it would do to the offense. David, the argument isn't what it would. David, the argument isn't what it would do for the offense. The argument is that he is a complete pain in everybody's ass.
That is not true.
It is true. It is true.
That is not true.
David, it is what the Bears think. David, it is true. That is not arguable. The locker room did not like him. Ownership does not like him. They found life around him to be exhausting. They found him to be an embarrassment. That doesn't mean that Pace won't keep him, but it is true.
Midseason form.
This is a Bears Monday again. David, it is true.
David, I don't know why you really waste your time with that guy. I mean, I don't think the Bears offense stopped working because he wasn't there. I think it stopped working because it sucked.
And if the Bears offense sucks next year, who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They also need more speed. They don't need a 31-year-old, slow, expensive pain in the ass who's increasingly hurt.
Yeah. Could use one of those
they
guys
just
that can
don't.
Run a bit.
They just don't. They're not winning the Super Bowl next year. He's not getting any better. And he's not getting any less annoying. They simply don't need it around.
Yeah, that's a must for me. Please. Unfortunately, it's up to them.
I don't know why people have such a difficult time understanding that.
I run into it, too. A lot of it.
And then,
why don't you like Brandon Marshall? I said,
what's to like?
I said, I don't.
Teams keep getting rid of him and laughing at the teams that acquire him?
Yeah.
It's the whole act. This is who I am, and you got to deal with me because I have a disorder, so I'm allowed to be a pain in the ass.
Correct.
Live with it.
He made a point there, didn't he? He laid that one out for you. Now you know. But the more you know about that borderline personality, the more you just kind of, okay.
Right. Even within the professional psychiatric community, there are doctors that look at it essentially, they shrug their shoulders and they say, yeah, it's kind of being an a-hole disorder.
Right.
Here is Steve on the score.
Hi,
Steve.
I think you said that, but yeah, something like that.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for the guys.
All right.
You agreed with a listener that if he brought up that what's going to happen to the quarterback crew that are coming up, right? You agreed that, well, there's really nothing. But who was Brady and who was Rodgers when they came up?
Rodgers was a first-round pick.
Okay, well, who is Brady?
Okay, that
Brady was a surprise,
okay,
right?
So now
I've heard you say that, Steve.
Your next logical point would be to examine all others drafted around where Brady was drafted and try to build that into some sort of logical point, which you're going to have a very difficult time doing.
But in 5 years, there could be five Bradys. out there ready to go.
Five all-time great quarterbacks?
No, there will not be.
You never know.
Steve, this is a bad call, going in any good direction.
Five of the maybe the greatest quarterbacks who's ever played. They're just coming on from everywhere.
What you're saying is that you should draft a quarterback late because one team lucked into an all-time story? That doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have the combine. They examine the players, right?
Well, they've done that already. They've been to the games. They've taken a look at them already. This is just other things, but they've taken a look at all of them.
There could be someone with a good work habit that could develop.
The Bears have been drafting developmental quarterbacks for many years, and they've had a ton of them on their roster, and they end up being most of them, the vast majority end up being bad. You know that, right?
Yeah. Steve, they don't work. They've had them all. Like Bears, like a lot of other teams,
like Dan LeFever and David Fales, and
I gave you a list.
Nathan Enderle and all these other guys that they bring in, and most of them are just bad.
Give you a list of free agent quarterbacks that we have currently right now.
Okay, that's enough, Steve.
That list in the next 5 years or whatever, there aren't going to be five Tom Brady's on that list. That's not going to happen. Six in, there's going to be five Peyton Mannings. Come on, that's just not true. That's not a very good point.
No, it's an awful point.
Yep. That's not, and you do have a guy in the right pace who's gonna swing at this. He's gonna take some quarterbacks. I don't know that you're gonna find Tom Brady. One doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like one guy did it. Where can the five of them do it? Because Joe Namath. You see Joe Namath? Said nobody's ever been better than Tom Brady.
This email from Rudy, who says, I disagree with the competition will fix Jay Cutler bit. Remember the Jason Campbell signing? Veteran NFL starter would push Jay along. Yeah. And Jay was the same guy, and he tossed awful interceptions, and everyone got fired. And then Campbell actually played in a game and was so bad. Not only did dogs actually die, I believe that was the actual cause of death of Ernie Banks. Stop with the fixing Cutler thing. It's old. Thank you, Rudy. Well said. Boers and Bernstein talking football, obviously, because of what it brings out.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear any of those names ever again.
You've got the score.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Oh, you know, Ray, Charleston wants to play another year? Write him a check. Let's get the whole gang together. Borrow your dad's camera. Let's make a movie, too, while we're at it.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action. Featuring over 50 TVs and large screens plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city.
my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine.